here. You here. What's up, BTG? It's your boy 12 Kyle. Back in the gym, man. And this time, King Germ is with me, and he did not bring his church shoes. In fact, the man came in here with slides. But besides that, I know it's Olympic season. I know it's basketball season is over. But I got a question because, hey, dog, we right up on football season. So I actually have a scenario. The scenario is for you and your listeners, all right? So it is football. Here's the scenario. You got, you're down by five. You got to go 80 yards to get a touchdown with a minute 20 left, and you've only got two timeouts. Which NFL quarterback are you taking to lead your drive, not named Patrick Mahomes? I'll say it again. You're down by five. You got a minute 20 left in the game, two timeouts. Which NFL quarterback are you using, not named Patrick Mahomes? Can't wait to hear what you got to say. Holla.
I like that one. I was going to start off with some Olympic news, but nah, I'm going to say that for the last part. Short episode, nothing crazy, but I appreciate that question. 12 Couch, King Germ, I'm going to need your feedback on this one. Dolomite, I'm going to need your feedback on this one. All the rest of my sports, Jarve, if you listening, man, tap in sometime. Tap in. So this is going to surprise you, though, 12 Cal. I got three quarterbacks in mind, but I'm going to tell you why I'm not picking the other two, because I don't want to cheat. You can only have one quarterback on the field at a time, and that's it. I'm not going Josh Allen, but very high pick. As a matter of fact, he just might be second, right? Yeah, Josh Allen is one of my guys. I could see him marching 80 yards, two timeouts. That's a lot of time, too. A minute and 20 seconds, that's a lot. Because the one thing about Josh Allen, if you notice, the people that I'm going to pick, all they use their feet. Some more than others, some faster than the others, right? But I'm going to need a quarterback that's going to get out of there. And to me, Josh Allen is just a supersized Brett Favre, right? Probably not as great just yet, but they gunslingers and they'll get out of it. Well, Favre not so much. You know, he didn't mind standing in that pocket in that heat and stuff like that. Josh Allen, he'll turn himself into a running back real quick. So I'm not picking Josh Allen, but that's definitely will be my third option. My second option, Lamar Jackson. I just feel like under that type of pressure, unless it's outside of maybe not even a playoff game, I would say during the season, he can get it done. So one thing that we didn't pick, though, was a defense. You know what I'm saying? So I guess it's just we insert any defense. But you know, or maybe that's just too detailed. It's just 80 yards per yard. I mean, we talking about professional athletes anyway, right? Lamar Jackson, and I know I said I was going to tell you why I'm not picking him. There's not a reason why. I'm just picking a quarterback. But I'm telling you the ones that I would pick if I didn't pick this quarterback. So, like I said, the third quarterback would definitely be Josh Allen. The second would be Lamar Jackson. And quite frankly, they 1A, 1B, right? But the number one quarterback that I would go after, and I'm a huge Aaron Rodgers fan. I think Aaron Rodgers is a top five quarterback of all time, even with one ring. But as far as athleticism, like as far as a balanced quarterback, I'm going Aaron Rodgers, right? But I'm not going Aaron Rodgers in this scenario, no. You're going to be surprised at this one. But dude got too much heart. I mean, I think the physical wear and tear on him at this early in his career is a bit concerning. Not surprised or whatever. It's football at the end of the day. You know, you age very quickly in football if you're taking too many hits. But this particular quarterback uses his feet when he needs to, not necessarily because he can, right? And to me, I think he's one of the quarterbacks, and I know you said no Patrick Mahomes, and I think the safe one would be him. But don't call me crazy if I say that he's not the number one option for me. That's not even just a rivalry thing. It's just there's other quarterbacks that can get out of there just as, you know, and then just, we're not going to talk about the offense that's catered, you know, that helps out the personnel, et cetera. No, I'm just talking about the ability, period. But you still might be surprised on this pick because he's a part of a rival squad. I would definitely go down there to and here's the thing, 12 Cal. It's not so much about like the name itself. It's what I think you'll be able to get away with, right? And again, like I said, there's so many quarterbacks. Like Cal Murray comes to mind. Kyler Murray. I even like C.J. Stroud, dog. I really do. I like C.J. Stroud a lot. Tua, you know what I'm saying? That's a little questionable, but I still like it. But the number one that I will go with right now, and I just believe in his comeback ability, period, and we only down by 5, we're going 80 yards, I'm going Justin Herbert. You really can't go wrong. Like, and Justin Herbert, Herbert is probably not even a top 3 or top 2 or even a top tier, you know, not even a top tier quarterback anymore. You know, his tier has dropped. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of quarterbacks that would get taken over him, like Jared Goff, Matthew Stafford, like I said, Tua. I don't know about Jaden Daniels and Caleb yet. They rookies. We have yet to see them play. But Jordan Love is up there. Trevor Lawrence is up there. Joe Burrow. Just not forget about him. I think the critic is, I mean, are we there with Brock Purdy? Is Brock Purdy enough to say that's somebody we got a game plan for? Are we there yet? I mean, the only team that has to worry about Purdy is probably the Detroit Lions. That's it. And that's it. Like, Jalen Hurts is up there. But outside of that, I mean, everybody else still got to prove themselves. Anthony Richardson got to give me a full season. You know, I fuck with C.J. Stroud. I'm not fucking with Dak Prescott at all. But he has shown that he can, you know, march down the field as well. But it ain't too many after that, man. No more. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is old, but I still give him that rock. He has shown it before. You know, Baker Mayfield, Derek Carr, he had his moments. I mean, we had a lot. We had a few of them. I remember the Baltimore one. That one was crazy. You know what I'm saying? So he had a lot of opportunities, a lot, actually, for winning drives. Russell Wilson, then shit is just not the same. Deshaun Watson. After that, it just gets kind of like it's ugly. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Geno Smith. Like, he's the one that actually showed you can get better after being trash. You know, just the opportunity and maybe changing a couple of things up or having the right coach or the right situation. So shout out to Geno Smith. But now I think I might go Justin Herbert. I don't think that's a bad pick at all, you know? I mean, I don't know if we're talking about prime. I don't know if we're just talking about just how it is, you know, coming into the season. But, you know, early Herbert, man, he was something else. I know we had to face him twice a year. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like, you know, it's not like I'm not that familiar with him. I just catch a couple of highlights. No, I had to watch plenty of games with this nigga playing. Justin Herbert was that dude. I mean, he's still playing, so I can't say it's over, but I think I might go with that one, 12 Cal. You know, just let me know what you got. You know, oh, I just found out that Randall Cunningham's daughter is in the Olympics. That's dope. But that's my answer, 12 Cal, so I guess we could talk about that on a later date, why I picked that selection. But, I mean, we can just go to Justin Herbert's highlights and we can discuss that because he got him. He got him. But Olympic-wise, I mean, this is not just a Laker house. This is not just like a Dodger house or a Raider house. The Olympics come around every so often. You know, the Olympics would definitely be here in 2028. So, you know, L.A. would be prepping for that. You know, the L.A. shit is being built right now, so they'll have a couple of years under their belt by then. The city going to get ready. Money going to go up. But this is also a track and field house. You know, Marcy being a three-time All-American. I think hers was either the 100 or the 200. I got to ask her. But, yeah, definitely this is a track and field house as well. So we get hyped about that. I have watched the basketball team, but I've actually been enjoying myself just watching these random ones. You know, yo, who do we need to holler at to get dominoes in the Olympics? That's what we really need to talk about. They putting everything else in this motherfucker. They got Olympics for all kind of shit now. You know what I mean? But I like it though. But the one I want to talk about is women 100 meters. there was a situation where we did get two Americans, some medals, but we didn't get that gold. Because Julian Alford from St. Lucia, we seen her in the, what are they called, the preliminaries? Not even that, I can't think of it. But, I mean, to the qualifying or the, I can't think of the words. But they were showing the very beginning where they was in his room. And this is before we found out the messiness with Shikari. And the other runner, where was she from? Was she from France? I can't think of where the other black girl was from. She was from another country, obviously. But they got locked out. They got locked out of the village. And it was something about a rule where if you're not on a bus, then you're not able to be come in. And they were at the gate saying, "We were just here yesterday." I'm assuming both of the girls, well, not assuming, there was a report saying that they both were in private vehicles coming back. And they didn't allow them in. And this was before the race, right? So word is that they didn't get no time to stretch, warm up, or anything like that. And I said to my wife, I said, Shikari looks conflicted, not knowing what the situation was. She just didn't look. She didn't look like how Julian Alford looked. Julian Alford was from the moment that they had him in the back room in the green room. She just seemed focused. I was like, and I text the fellas. I'm like, yo, she looked like she on like some Pusha T shit. Seriously, she looked like, man, that motherfucker looked like she was ready. And obviously, I'm going for the home, you know, for the hometown girl. But with Alford, she made me a fan. She made me, because she just looked determined. She really didn't show a lot of emotion. You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously winning the gold, that kept her, that brought a smile on her face. But prior to that, it was just like a killer, stone cold, blank face. You know what I mean? So I can appreciate that. And the things that's driving the headlines today and probably for the rest of the week is, I'm not sure if y'all remember Noah Lyles. He's the guy who made the comment about, you know, stirring up dust with the NBA players, saying he doesn't understand why an NBA team could be called the world champs and they're not playing against the world. They're playing against another U.S. team. So he made sense. Wrong message. Right messenger, but wrong kind of message. You see what I'm saying? Here's my answer, and I'm not getting this from anybody else. The NBA is a world league at this point, really at this point. You know, there's a lot of overseas, there's a lot of European players. Historically, our basketball team have smacked other countries. Lately, we've been having issues for whatever reason it is. The talent has gone up. You know, it was almost like an exclusive basketball secret to the U.S., and we would just smack everybody else. Now, everybody is hooping, and a lot more of these European countries are starting these players as pros as early as 13, 14, 15 years old. They also have different rules when it comes to the Olympics and when they come to, you know, FIBA basketball in general. So that's part of that struggle. But there's no excuse. We have the best of the best players. Somewhat similar to the women's 100, except that we actually brought the gold home. Was it Keshine Thompson? Keshine Thompson brought in silver, and then Fred Curley, also from the United States, brought in the bronze. Whereas in the women's, it was Julian Alfred with St. Lucia. Shakari Richardson came in second, and Melissa Jefferson came in third. And it was very close, very close. Especially in the men's, they actually, when you look at the times, now Noah Lyles has a 9.79. Thompson has the exact 9.79, and then Curley is right behind with a 9.81. And then you got Akini Simbine from South Africa, 9.82. Marcel Jacobs from Italy, a 9.85. So niggas was right there. And I think Noah got in by like a fingertip, a toenail, you know what I mean? But he was talking his shit. And not for nothing, a lot of people wanted to see him lose. A lot of people from the U.S. wanted to see him lose because all that shit he was talking about as far as the basketball. I think he was right and wrong. Well, watch your tone, because when it comes to the Olympics, track and field holds us down. Basketball always held us down. And everybody knew we was tuning into basketball more than they. Everything is more equal now. We watching all kind of shit now. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be surprised if they do the little fake horse shit in there. You know, the little horse toy and go around marching and shit. Like, they got all kind of, at this point, I wouldn't be surprised if they got dishwashing in the Olympics, which we might have an issue with Asia, because them niggas got a phenomenal ways of cleaning some dishes. But nah, I mean, the U.S. is not as dominant anymore. The world has caught up, but that doesn't give a right for our own people to try to put down. You know, it's like, and it came out of nowhere. It's like, how could you call yourself the world? Nigga, they've been calling each other the world champs since basketball been a thing. You know, well, after the ABA, you know what I mean? But it's, y'all know what I mean, you know? And I get it, it's headlines. You know, you're going to go viral. But you did your thing. He did his thing. He stood his ground. I have to appreciate a nigga who can talk some shit and then back it up. Right? So, at the end of the day, man, I mean, I'm cool with it. I'm cool with it. We did terrible when it came to that swimming shit. Well, like, where's Michael? You had to be there with Michael Phelps. Simone Biles did her thing, and then I think it was yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, on Monday, I'm at my granny's house, and then I find out Simone Biles came in second because she fell off the beam. I didn't see that, but yeah, I mean, that's my Olympic take, you know. I understand. But 12K, I hear you. Football season is on the way back. I'm still playing my NCAA football. Still having fun with that. I won the national title against Clemson. I'm in my third season with them. I'm undefeated. In Goaties League, I am 1-2. I lost to both Texas Tech and TCU back-to-back. So Texas kind of owns me right now. It's heartbreaking because my UCLA team is not that good on that game, you know. So that's just what it is with that one. But it's a grind. It's a grind, none and doubt. I mean, I'm a national champion with the Arc, and I just finished playing online too, third tier team, which is Arkansas State, who I have in my dynasty. but I played online in the college football playoff. Shit. So I made somebody quit. I was up 33 to like 6 or some shit like that. They quit. But shout out. Appreciate you, 12 Cal. I look forward to the next question. I mean, football season is getting near, so I'm pretty sure you got more football questions. King Jerm as well. Hey, man. Go UCLA. Go Raiders.